It's really important as we enter in this new phase of the creator economy where we're much more established. Like, it's not a surprise that we do. Like, it's a whole job, industry, and world now. And there's so many things beyond our control where it's important for us to start really having that conversations with ourselves about, like, okay, what does my reach look like beyond my borders? What are other things I could be doing to grow as a brand and as a creator? And we're going to dive into this a little bit today because I have some good things to discuss with you that I think are going to be really helpful for you while we figure this out. Let's do this. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to another episode of the Women of Video podcast. I am super pumped, jazzed, excited to be up in them earballs today, okay? It's just you and me for this episode because I have had this like theme idea around in my brain for a hot minute. And I really just want to like word vomit it out. Of course, I've organized it. I've got notes and stuff, but just to really talk through this. So we know like in the United States, like when I'm recording this, it's like the end of March. We're dealing with this whole like potential loss of TikTok in the States. I really don't think it's going to happen. I really, really don't. I think that when TikTok, you know, and revealed like how much money, oh my God, so much money, that TikTok has contributed to the GDP in just 2023 alone, like it was like $29 billion, right? Small business owners that are thriving in that space, like it doesn't make sense for them to do it. But we never know. And this is really that idea, like we never know what is going to happen. And so you've heard this from me, you've heard this from our guests, you've heard this from countless other influencers in the space. Like you cannot, under any circumstances, build a business, a brand on rented land, which is why it is so important as you as a creator to think of yourself as a business owner, figure out how can I diversify my presence and my income. And I think that this is a unique thing that we have not talked about a lot. We've had one episode, I had a guest on where she talked about creating a like different language version of your channel. And now we have the opportunity to do that in a much easier way through YouTube. And so I want to talk about expanding beyond our borders and also like a really cool brand that found me and I've been doing a lot of work with, and I think there's a lot of value to like share with you with them. So let's do this. Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it. So if you've ever spent time like looking at YouTube channels outside of your language, you will sometimes run into other creators, like American-based creators, that have dubbed their channel. So we have the biggest ones that I know of are Mr. Beast, of course. He has like a Russian channel, a Spanish channel, a Chinese, like he's got all these different languages. Another brand that does this is also vidIQ, our title sponsor for the podcast. They have worked with somebody, a company, to partner them up with another creator who does like the voiceover work. So they translate the entire video into the native language and they just dub over the visual and they optimize the title, they optimize the thumbnail, they optimize the description, and like they create a whole new video in that language based on the existing content message that is provided in that original source video. But now YouTube has a way where you are able to like add dubbing into your videos. So you can add your videos and you can do them in different languages, not just from the closed captions, but you can also do it from the language. I was actually on a like live stream with my friend and of the channel and just in life, her glam girl, Gabby. She has her videos up, and what she does is she dubs them into multiple languages so that I'm pulling it up while we talk. So you like to reach a bigger audience. So when you go into the videos and you hit settings, you can go to the audio track, and she has French, and like Belgium, Canadian, Switzerland, French, Portuguese, Spanish, English, Mexican, Spanish, Spain, Spanish, Latin America. Like she's got all these different audio tracks. So the dubbing that she has, and then she also with her closed captions, she has all the different languages available in that as well for people that are watching outside her country. It is an incredibly powerful way to reach people in a way that we don't even understand. Because when you're talking about, there's two different layers to this. One, we have the audience reach. And then two, we have the income reach that this can expand for us. When we can reach an audience in different countries, we can tap into, our audience can go in a way that we haven't thought of before. We can have more followers. We can have more people to admire what we're doing. And then from a money perspective, we have more people that we can sell to. Like if you use like the Amazon Associates program, like from the get-go, almost every country has a version of Amazon. So they can click on those links and go buy your products. And if you have taken the time to build out your associates program in those other countries, like you can sign up for the one in Canada and in Mexico or in the UK, all that kind of stuff. And it can give you those extra links for people to shop from you. You also can like partner with other companies and stuff to build out those links as well. So no matter where those items are purchased, you get an affiliate commission off of it. But we also have sponsorship opportunities that can come to us. You could have brands that are trying to reach a more global audience be reaching out to you. Or if a brand is in a country and they want to expand into our country, it allows for you to have more brand opportunities. And how I actually learned about this as an opportunity is from Adobe Row. Now, Adobe Row is a company that I have recently started working with to help them with expanding into the American market. As a creator economy strategist, I'm a creator economy strategist. Like that's like my job title. They're looking to connect and grow in the American market, and they were looking to tap into agencies very specifically. And since I've spent years connecting with them, it just made sense for us to partner up so that they could share their tool with those agencies and the creators so that those creators can then do what Adobe Row has to offer. Now, Adobe Row is a platform. It's a Korean-based company that helps you repurpose your content onto Chinese social networks. There's over 50 of them. The biggest one is Bilibili, and it's kind of the one that you start with. And what you can do is take the existing content you already make, whether it's on TikTok, Reels, or YouTube, and you get to upload it onto the Adobe Row platform. And it uses AI to help you dub your content into Chinese, and you upload it. It does the work for your titles. It can update your thumbnails, and it uploads it up onto those other social platforms so that you can do the two things. One, build an audience in the Chinese market. All the social networks in America are not accessible in China because they have decided as a government that that's not like something that they want to do. They don't just block American stuff. They block stuff from a lot of other countries as well. But those are the big ones. So we don't have access to those social networks. So the second thing that we get is like the income opportunities. So there's a couple different income opportunities that are available to you with Adobe Row. Not just like the sponsorship stuff that we've already talked about a little bit, which I'll dive into more in a second. But the other one is we get to tap into those social networks creator programs that they have. So just like we have with like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, where there's like a creator fund or an AdSense, and you have to qualify for it by having a certain number of followers and a certain number of like watch hours. Those platforms have them as well. But if you go through Adobe Row, because they have built very specific and strategic relationships with those Chinese social networks, you qualify for those creator fund programs immediately, first video, without any problem. So you can make money out the gate. Now, it's the Chinese currency, but it's still an extra income.
Things were getting really good over in our interview, but I wanted to take a minute to remind you that we now have a new home for the Women of Video community. You can head over to Patreon right now, and we have the link in our show notes that you can go find it there, where we're going to be able to have after show information, we're going to have chats, we're going to have information, and just come together to answer questions and connect and support each other as creators. This whole creator thing can be really confusing and can be really lonely, so let's come together to support each other like the badass women that we are. Head over to patreon.com/womenofvideo to get started now.
So from a sponsorship perspective, and like when I talked to Adobe Row about like the benefits of this, they were like, you have to keep in mind that a lot of people in the Chinese market want to tap into the American market as well. And there's a lot of American companies that want to build a presence in the Chinese market as well. So you creating content, you can be a bridge for this. And what this does for you as a creator is it not only opens you up to more sponsorship opportunities, but higher income responsibilities, okay? You can charge people more money because like, hey, I have an audience, not just here, but over here. And this is what this is. And this is the actions that those people want to take. If you would like to tap into that, it's going to cost you an additional amount of money because they want access to those. So you're really giving yourself this great opportunity to expand to other markets while also expanding your income and your viewership reach. As creators, as business owner creators, we need to think beyond our borders. Disney, Tesla, Microsoft, Samsung, Apple, all of them are global brands. We just see the Americanized version of that brand. And even if they are like founded here in the States, like a lot of the ones I listed are, they have huge, massive presences in those other countries as well. Like Tesla has done a huge amount of work to build out a presence in the Chinese market because they're trying to go zero emissions by 2030. And Teslas are battery operated, right? They're trying to get rid of all of their gasoline consumption. And Tesla is the answer to that. Disney has two locations in China, one in Hong Kong and one in Singapore. And I know Singapore is technically not Chinese, but it's nearby. And it's still part of like their culture. There's also the Disney that we have, Disney World we have in France, and we also have Disney in Japan. All huge, all massive things. Like people are huge Disney-ophiles over there, just loving all over it, and they have their own unique culture and stuff that they have built around those sorts of things. Global brands. When you can build a brand outside of your language, you have reached a different peak of opportunity. I remember even listening to Will Smith talk about this in his book, where he sat down, when he was in like his Independence Day movie era, he was talking with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Bruce Willis. And they're like, how do I become a worldwide celebrity? How do I become a mega celebrity like you guys? And he says, when they know you in other countries, like that is when you have reached a pinnacle of fame and fortune that is puts you on this next level. So you really need to think about that when you're creating your content and building your business brand. Like, how can I build a global brand? How can I build a global presence outside of what I'm doing? That might sound really daunting and overwhelming for you. It does for me too. Like, I am like, oh, that sounds great, but I don't know what that looks like. That requires a lot of labor, a lot of work. There's all these things. It's still worth considering. We have a lot of AI tools available to us to allow for us to translate our transcripts that we're creating onto YouTube into the languages. Adobe Row has an AI tool embedded in it so that it can translate what you're saying into Chinese subtitles for you to upload onto those platforms. Don't limit yourself with how hard something is. Just try things and test it out. You also have an opportunity too where you can like hire people to help you as well. You could work with a virtual assistant. You could have like a project manager on your team help you with using those tools and features to do it. You could work with someone who specializes in that to help you with expanding it. Obviously, I feel like in order to be successful, you need to have a growing established presence with what you're doing on your social medias and with your video marketing. And then you can look at the expanding options for it, but it's still something for you to keep on your radar. Like, true success can lie beyond your borders, and it can be a great way for you to connect and grow with a target audience and a target income that you didn't expect to happen. And so it's my job as your girl on the streets to help bring you more options and things for you to think about on your business. I want you to know, what questions do you have about this? I want you to leave those on our Spotify questions that we have. I want to address them for you and answer them in a future episode. So please bring those to us. And remember, think beyond your borders, because you are impossibly amazing and have so much to share in whatever language and place that it is. Until next week, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.